Listening Center. Audiovisual Oral English Class is where we get authentic listening materials and practice our listening as well as other language skills. In class, we also use topics from listening materials and get students involved in group discussion or debate. Useful expressions. Turn on your booth light, please.
Shall we record it?
Who's sitting there?
Could you please put on your headset?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I am going to play Unit 2 of Campus English.
Could you please speak into the microphone?
Can everyone hear me?
You can adjust the volume to make your ears comfortable.
In case you have trouble, please push the call button.
I can't hear anything in my headphone. What's wrong with it?
Check your power. Have you turned it on?
Check your cable. Maybe the plug is loose. Dialogue 1.
Hello. Calling Booth 21. Who's sitting there? It's Jennifer. Turn on your booth light, please. Okay. Thank you. Could you tell Kevin to put on his headset? Certainly, Professor Zhang.
Sorry, Professor Zhang. I'm listening to you now.
Kevin, speak into your microphone, will you?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Can everyone hear me? Good. I am going to play Unit 2 of Campus English.
Dialogue 2. Shall we record it?
Yes. Listen to the tape carefully while you are recording it. You can adjust the volume to make your ears comfortable. In case you have trouble, please push the call button. Ready? I can't hear anything in my headphone. What's wrong with it? Check your power. Have you turned it on? Yes, I think so. Check your cable. Maybe the plug is loose. Ah, that's it. I can hear you now. Okay, let's start.
Professor, you've got the wrong tape.
Sorry, I am an absent-minded professor.
Dialogue 3.
Congratulations, Kevin. You did so well in class.
Thank you. Actually, my English is still very poor. My vocabulary is small, and my oral comprehension is very weak.
I don't mean your English is perfect, but you are one of the best in our class. You're right. He is the favorite of the professor.
Nonsense. It's wrong for a teacher to have favorites.
Believe it or not, he likes you better than the rest.
No, I don't think so. The teacher treats all the students equally well.
Will he like me, who doesn't like English?
It's funny, but why don't you like English?
I don't know why. I just don't like it. Whenever I lower my head, the teacher asks me questions.
It seems that you don't like the teacher, eh?
Oh, no. The teacher is a nice guy. Maybe English is too difficult for me.
It's difficult, but it's the international language in scientific and technological circles. It will be helpful to your work and to your career. For practical reasons, English is a required course. If you fail, you won't be able to get your degree or diploma.
Yes, I know.
As the saying goes, the work you have to do, do it well.
No matter what you say, I still don't believe I can learn English well.
Oh, come on. You learn mathematics, physics, and chemistry so well. No problem. You can learn English well, too.
He is kidding you. He works hard at English, and he is making great progress. He scored 97 in his last exam. I see. You are trying to fool me, eh?
Listen, there goes the bell. Let's begin the lesson. Dialogue 4.
I can't believe that girl breaks all of the classroom rules.
She should have better manners than that.
Not only does she bring food into the audiovisual classroom, she rattles the paper wrapper during the class.
Yes, she always talks while the teacher is telling the class something.
She should have more respect for her teacher and her classmates.
Yes, she should. She is very rude.